This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. A key piece of advice for navigating what's coming, and that is don't get suckered into the world of the unreal. Stay grounded in the real. I'll give you some specific examples, because much of our society today has drifted off into the world of unreal, such as the stock market, for example. Totally unreal. The P.E. ratios are just out of bounds, sky high, non-sustainable. The dividends paid by the corporations don't match the investments. Everything's out of whack. A similar thing with Bitcoin and some cryptocurrencies as well. Just sort of no grounding in reality. Prices just keep skyrocketing in a parabolic, almost logarithmic fashion. And, you know, obviously that's not sustainable. Same thing with this talk about gender spectrum, for example. You know, they've come up with, I don't know, 42 genders now with weird, odd names that most people haven't even heard of before. That's unreal. It's not reality. You're born either a male or a female. In fact, when you're born as a female infant, you're born with all the eggs already in your body, all the eggs that you will have for your entire life. In other words, the eggs are forming in your body because your body, as a fetus, as an unborn child, already knew it was going to be a female. And so you're born female or you're born male. You're not born one of 42 genders. There's no such thing as 42 different types of gender babies that are born. It doesn't exist. So it's not real. Stay rooted in reality and you're going to do fine. But those people who get suckered into the siren song of the non-real are going to be hurting badly because they've become disconnected, which is really fascinating these days because we live in a society where people think they are hyper-connected through Snapchat, social media, mobile devices, and so on. But it is actually through those devices that they become ensnared in the unreal world, which disconnects them from reality. The people who are the most connected in the real sense of the term are those who are not online, those who are not on social media all day, those who are doing real things like growing food in a garden, you know, building a house, farming, raising livestock, having a pet, taking a walk in the park, hiking in the forest, manufacturing something that's physical and real. Those people, they don't have to be hyper-connected in the online world because they're hyper-connected to Mother Nature or reality or the physical world, which is real. Keep in mind, too, that people who live in the unreal world can't wait to get more unreal. They want to have virtual reality now or augmented reality. There's a lot of talk about augmented reality. They want to have this overlay of symbols and objects in their visual field that overlay the real world as they walk around the world. They want to see all these other icons and all these other signs and messages and pop-ups. And they love that idea because they're so suckered into the unreal world. Well, I don't know about you, but if I'm walking down a street, I don't want to see a bunch of pop-ups. I want to see the buildings that are there. I want to see the history that's there. I want to see reality. I want to see the real people. Not some fictional overlay. I want to live in reality. But hey, maybe that's just me. Now, when it comes to investments, what's real versus fake? Well, fake is your money in a bank account because it's just an electronic entry. It's an entry in a spreadsheet in the bank. Same thing with Bitcoin. It's an entry in a shared public ledger called the blockchain. Neither one of those is real. What is real? Well, is paper money real? It's slightly more real than just numbers in a bank account, but it's still based on nothing. What's actually real is silver or gold, precious metals, diesel fuel in a 1,000-gallon tank on a farm with a John Deere tractor that's EMP-proof, let's say. Ammunition for a small rifle like .22 LR ammo. It's better than gold almost. It's you can barter it for anything in the right circumstances. These things are real. Land is real. And also your skills are real. It doesn't have to be physical, but your ability to wild harvest food, to cook food, or prepare food, to preserve food, that's all real because it's skills surrounding real things. here's a big reminder that could be useful for a lot of people. I get the sense that a lot of humans today don't want to be in their bodies anymore. They want to be in the matrix. They want to be in the cloud. They want to be maybe in the spirit world. Like, nobody wants to seemingly live in their body. They don't want to have physical needs that have to be met. They don't want to have to sleep, for example. They don't want to have to eat. They don't want to have to drink water and cook food and exercise and go to the bathroom. And these physical needs seem to be annoying to a lot of people. Some people give it up, sex, for that matter. They hate the physical body. But guess what? You are a spiritual being inhabiting a physical body. You can't get rid of the physical body unless you kill yourself, which is a bad idea. That's not an escape. That's a surrender. That's a failure. You're here for a purpose, and it involves all the levels of your existence, including the physical. There's nothing wrong with being grounded. Nothing wrong with having a farm and putting your hands in the dirt and growing food and not being part of all the Bitcoin hype and all the stock market hype and all the augmented reality and layers of peer-to-peer cryptocurrency, blockchain advancements, ICOs, all these layers of BS that are put out there by people who hate their physical bodies and hate the fact that they live in a physical world. They want to merge with the machines, the singularity, Ray Kurzweil. They literally want to upload their consciousness into a computer. And then what happens to their body? What do they, does it just die? It's like a desire for suicide, but they call it higher consciousness. They call it the singularity. They're insane, by the way. But this is a movement that has been gaining popularity out there. People are tired of, they're sick of reality. They're sick of the real world. And so they're rejecting it and they want to be disconnected. But to the rest of us, to you and I, that why would anybody want to be disconnected? Why would people want to not be part of this world that they were born into? Why would people not want to be part of the body that they have, that is part of their being? You have a physical being in addition to a spiritual consciousness, free will, soul, and all of that. But the physical part is real. You're not some angel or demon or just mythical wraith. I don't know. You're not some mystical, multidimensional spirit that's just moving through this world without having any connection to it. No, you're here. You're real. You have eyes. You have, you can touch things. You consume food. You transform molecules in your body physically, chemically, physiologically. You are physically real. Don't forget that. That's the key underlying message here. People get so caught up in things that don't exist. And it's a danger zone. It can lead you down a trail of self-destruction or disappointment in life. It can lead you down a trail of desperately seeking that which you are not. You are not part of a machine. You are not part of a computing consciousness. You are so much more than that. In fact, you have a spirit. You have a soul. You have an amazing quantum computing network system, a neural network inside your skull. It's called your brain. And it is an incredible gift. And you don't need to merge with a machine to be amazing. You don't need to leave your body behind to be amazing. You don't need to disconnect yourself from the earth to be amazing. Mother Nature is amazing. You were born amazing. You were born with all these gifts and all this potential. Focus on what you really are and what you really have. Focus on the things that have stood the test of time. Don't go for the new, hyped, ultra bonus, version 3.5, I don't know, cryptocurrency, augmented reality, simulation, brain upload, merging Terminator system. You don't need to be Skynet to be happy. You just need to be you. And you are part physical. You know, I didn't mean to get so esoteric in this or philosophical. I'm just saying, you can achieve your wildest dreams without losing contact with who you are and where you came from. Because the mind is free to roam, to wander, to innovate and invent. The mind is unbounded by your physical body anyway. Your mind has unlimited creativity potential. And if you tap into it, you can do almost anything imaginable without having to discard who you really are, without having to leave this real world behind. Because the real world is very rewarding. It's very amazing. Think about all those kids today who are trying to live in the cloud, and they don't know what it's like to feel the moist earth and freshly planted seeds. They don't know what it's like to be excited about the sprouting of new plants in the dirt and to harvest seeds. And they don't know what it's like to be rewarded for hard work and a job well done and a quality project in the real world, to build your own shelter, if that's, you know, in the outdoors, camping or something. They will never understand that because they don't live in reality. So it's very simple. Just sharing this powerful message with you. I'm going to stay rooted in reality. And yet I'm not limited by it in terms of ideas and beliefs and exploring the nature of reality. We can do it all from this unbounded mind that is interfaced with our physical body through the physical organ known as the brain. But you are not your brain. You are much more than your brain. You just work in cooperation with your brain. So you are an amazing being. Just remember that. Remember where you came from, and remember not to lose track of your reality. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, with naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.